son and I wanted to.
That had to do with getting guns. Getting permits is another story.
I don't know, guns.
Okay, this section, I think we were trying to put a section here about the relief.
Where?
In this section, we...
No, the relief section, if you're turned down, you mean?
Well, I think...
Section 9 is if the application is approved. Section 9A is if the application is denied.
I think we've got this, you know, has no outstanding warrants for arrest, is not free under form, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, lines 19 and 20 of the new bill.
19 and 20. Okay,
this person has been granted relief under Section 11 of this act. It was added in after the last meeting.
Okay, I don't see it yet in the new bill. Where's...
Page 14 of the new bill.
Oh, sure.
On page 14 of the new bill, okay.
Page 14, line 19 and 20.
What page are we on?
14.
What line?
19 and 20.
We were just checking to make sure we had the relief section there, which I see that we put it in last time, so we'd apparently fixed that, so we're not going to have any...
We're okay there.
But that language strikes me as a little bit funny.
Well, actually, I think that that's some of the...
Does does this make a lot of... We go in and then we say, unless the person has been granted relief under... Would it make more sense to use this a different way and state it maybe proactively as opposed to the other direction? So we say...
I can read through it and discuss it with legislative council if you'd like.
Let's do that and see if we can state it positively instead, if the person has not been granted relief, instead of coming at the end and saying, unless...
I could see the... go ahead and stating the rest of these. They were trying to come up with a way of stating it separately. And I think that's why they did it that way, is to try to state it separately in terms of the relief provisions. The relief provisions only apply to those subsections, A through E, on pages 14 to 15. And they're trying to limit it that way. Actually, once you take a quick look at Section 11, it fits. So I'll leave it up to legislative council as to format.
And then this one, real quickly, if we get Representative Miller was here, on page 19, line 12, we need to have an unlawful, involving unlawful violence or unlawful threats of violence. Or threats of unlawful violence.
Lawful violence?
Yeah. I used to do that practically for a living when I was in college, so.
Well, I mean...
Harassment?
A pattern of behavior or participation in incidents, you're going to have more than one where there's lawful violence.
You could probably rule out everybody that plays on any kind of a...
Oh, I think someone would be really distorting the English language, Mr. Chairman, if they did that.
There's 14 permits in all of Multnomah County. They got a guy Pierce now, and he's sitting in prison in White City, where I'm from, and he won't give out gun permits. That scares me.
All right.
It scares me. We don't like to...
It may be redundant, but redundancy sometimes serves a purpose.
Involving unlawful violence or threats of unlawful violence. And that's moved as a motion to line, page 19, line 12. Any objection? That's done. We've got to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. We're going to reconvene. We're not going to make anybody get up too early in the morning on this. Because nobody seems to get here on time anyway. So
there are other things happening in this legislature, Mr. Chairman.
We're going to shoot. This is going to be the Representative Mannix Day. And just for fun, it's going to conflict with one of my committees. But so we've got a day that Representative Mannix will be able to be here without conflicting with labor. We're going to schedule a meeting for Thursday at 9 a.m.
Here, though.
We'll have conflicts with some other committees, but we'll pull somebody out.
9 a.m. Thursday.
That's what the chair is saying.
Okay.
I bet we can try to find somebody. If it doesn't work out, it won't work out. But
see,
we go for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It doesn't work out anyway. So I know we've got two. If I'm here and if Kevin's here, so we need to get one more then.
Realistically, Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings.
Tomorrow's
labor
Wednesday
is wrapping
race.
Up. I know.
I understand that. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right? So we're looking at 24 hours notice.
Okay.
Mr. Representative Miller, you have been so notified.
Yeah, no, Representative Bryan and I are,
will be in the building.
We have transportation at that hour, but that's all right.
No, really?
Thursday at 9 a.m. That's work committee. We're adjourned.